Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's completely different.
Still same.
You do realize that there are words in the English language that can have more than one meaning. You do know that, don't you?
And it's injury list now. Thank you. Yeah, I do understand
okay.
that.
Okay.
And Rumble's on the IL, by the way.
People mad that you've got two parents that are writers and teachers that you could write a book. They're disappointed you saying you couldn't.
Who's disappointed? I can't write a book.
Why?
I don't have the discipline.
Have you ever tried to write a book?
I don't have the focus. Yes. Yeah, about 400 times. And I got about
You'll go two long paragraphs. On Twitter. I see you go long on Twitter. I'm like, what is awesome book?
I can't. And what am I going to write a book about?
Your life.
Nobody cares.
Your career.
Working with me. Behind the scenes.
Now, who the hell's going to buy that book?
You'd be shocked.
You do have something on your record
right.
now.
What do you mean?
Give me another show in America that's got two brothers in you.
Oh.
Oh, that's a moneymaker.
Oh, I got you.
What it was like working with two brothers in a midday.
Wow.
He just gave you the title. Just gave you the title.
I'm ready.
What it's like for
on 710 LA has
oh you're right Marcellus and
Keyshawn what it's like Johnson for... Marcus Johnson and that guy the white guy Bill Smith I forget
yeah, their profile's a little higher than us huh Goo
tier ones right.
yeah tier ones
Stephen Newark what's up Stephen Newark
hey I'm handicapped and I disagree with Guru because. You know, they used to call us crippled a long time ago, and they've improved that, disabled and handicapped. And I take no offense to it because I am handicapped. And well, if they need to come up with a better word, I hope the society will. Doesn't matter to me because I can't play golf. I can't shoot basketball anymore. I don't play baseball, never did. And, you know, I was a pretty good basketball player until I got handicapped.
Wow.
Well, the thing I want to say is
yeah, go ahead.
If I could get rid of one player that didn't, you know, that got the team got screwed up as a Bears kicker.
Oh, last year.
Cody Parkey.
Yeah, Cody Parkey.
What a name.
Hey, Steve, thanks for the call. Also, hey, no, this is something that I don't joke about because, you know, Pops is handicapped.
Gotcha.
Pops coming out here, by the way.
Oh, we got to hook up.
Yeah, one leg and all, he's coming out.
How about moms?
You know, Guru, this is unbelievable, but she is coming also.
And I got to meet. I'm coming over.
Now, how about this?
I'm going to just not
how
even
about
ask.
This for too much information. You ready for this?
Yeah,
they're coming out together, but they're not even married anymore.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, it's probably.
They live together? No.
No. They both. No.
Moms is awesome, Monte.
No, they don't live together.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, I don't
you
know.
You got to do 25 shows to meet her, though.
Yeah, but so you know what? The way you talked about his moms, I remember when she was out here,
this guy.
There was some.
Stop.
Let me just stop now. Steiny, if I was you, I don't know if I'd bring her around. Guru.
he did already.
No, it's. Yeah.
I went to the barbecue.
Dame from Oakland, who called me a nobody, says I'm questionable.
Monte, you are nobody, my dude.
Was that Dame?
That was Dame from Oakland. Dame from Oakland.
Not Lillard.
They don't think I'm black.
Yeah, I don't comment on what other people are.
Well, your name
unless
is
I don't
Monte.
Like them.
Damn, Dame. Thought I loved you. Thought you loved me.
Dude, this book is getting a lot of run.
I think you should write a book. I plan on writing a book in 20 years.
Now he's telling the truth.
Something that I would write about that you would be interested in.
The Carlissimo, covering the Carlissimo Sprewell incident.
Being a sideline
how
reporter.
Social media has changed you think of all these new reporters writing books and the platforms they have.
Yeah, sideline reporter for the Warriors. What was
you
it like?
Did it first. You were the real Roz. I don't remember you. That's what bothers me.
Oh, I remember
it wasn't
him. HD. You know what it was? See, Steiny should have grew out the hair.
Dude, oh, you
from what I remember Steiny on the sidelines,
he
had this buzz cut.
Oh, wow.
It's like, why, come on, Stein. You're making big bucks.
You'd be killing him right now.
Come on. You're making a big bucks. Show off the hair, man. What are you doing?
Richard in Alameda. Hi, Richard. How are you?
What's up? How y'all doing?
Doing well, man.
I'm a special education teacher. Actually, just had my first morning back. It's lunchtime, walking my dog before I head back to the school. I wanted to talk about handicap and the use of that in golf.
Sure.
All right. The definition of handicap is a situation that you need extra help, or a situation that it makes something as difficult for you. It's not related to special education anymore. I haven't heard the term handicap outside of golf in, you know, years.
Right.
We've moved forward. And so when I talk about my students, I'll say my students who receive special ed services.
Right.
I don't think when that guy has a conversation with his dad, he doesn't say, when I play my dad, who needs special circumstances to play golf with me. So handicap, it's removed from the situation. So I don't take offense at it at all. It's I think there you go.
Thanks for the call, Richard. Appreciate it. You know, and
teachers on. I was just, you know, I got family members.
For all I know, my dad doesn't like it. I don't know.
Yeah, there's just something I always thought, and I just brought to airways, and I take serious. And I was just like, there's got to be. And I understand it wasn't so much Bonte and Steiny that I didn't know what it meant. I just there's another word.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you can say, you know what, Goob?
Index.
Yeah, go ahead. Use
average.
Index.
Points
no, no, that's wrong. No, average is wrong. That would be incorrect.
Index. What about Steiny? You could have a chapter on roundabouts. I actually took a picture of a roundabout Friday when I was on the way to the park. The roundabout I was talking about, almost tweeted at you guys, and I said, "Eh,
it's dangerous." I take it back what I said about it.
Yeah, I see. Now you're listening to old Bonte Hill. Now
your welfare is dependent on the person that knows how to read the roundabout, or if they're on their phone and they just look up and press on the gas.
Dangerous.
The caddy was
dangerous.
I'm lucky to be here, y'all. That's all I'm saying. I didn't even bring it up. You revisiting what you think about roundabouts, Steiny.
You know what? Anna, do you like roundabouts?
That's not my name.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Right, oh, never mind. Man. Take a laugh. Hit the pipe.
That's a problem.
I'm gonna take a flail. Wow.
You know what? I hate when I do that.
Yeah. At least,
hold on a second.
What's up?
I'm laughing.
We got one person in here half the show, and then Lainey comes in the second half.
My name is Elena.
I mean, they're both Greek. I give you that,
Rick
Steiny.
Tittle calls you Lainey.
No, I like the name Lainey. That's good.
I call you Lainey.
I don't mind that. No, I'm just saying.
You know what? I'm
for
out.
Anyone out there who's confused
you can't fix
on who
it,
I am.
You can't,
dude. They're both Greek. That's all we got. But, I mean, Elena? How'd you... Wow.
Roundabouts? No, not a fan. We've already talked about this, right, haven't we?
You know what? Tell everybody what's
up. I need a mimosa.
95.7 The Game. I'm out.
I need a mimosa. What's happening on The Game brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Some roster moves before today's game. The Giants have placed Pablo Sandoval on the 10-day IL with right elbow inflammation and reinstated Alex Dickerson off the 10-day IL as well. A's called up Corbin Joseph from AAA, and he's already in the lineup at second base. Nick Martini has been optioned to Las Vegas, and catcher Bo Taylor has been DFA'd. The A's tried to even up the score today when they wrapped up the San Francisco side of the series. Tyler Beede and Homer Bailey on the mound for some day baseball. Alex Pavlovich will join the Damon Ruth show with Covey, Kolsky, and Ratto at 4:30 after the game to break down what happened in the series and describe the atmosphere at Oracle Park. We are sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. Whether it's a major collision or just a scratch or a door ding, Chilton Auto Body's 11 convenient Bay Area locations are just a call or a click away. Stop in or schedule an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com. I am Elena Matzorkis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Bonta, you are nobody, my dude.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, and Bonte Hill with you. And do you want to go ahead and... If that's officially...
What a
Cam Inman. Go ahead and read it.
The official Cam Inman.
I'm not ready for this.
95.7 The Game Insider. Bay Area News Group 49ers Insider. We love Cam.
Friend of the show.
And we do hope his mother is doing well. 49ers Jimmy Garoppolo had 5 consecutive passes intercepted today in practice. 2 by Tarvarius Moore, Richard Sherman, Tukwaski Tart, and Akello Witherspoon. Broke the streak with a touchdown pass to Jalen Hurd. five straight passes in practice was intercepted today.
Five straight interceptions.
That's Nathan Peterman's status.
Don't you almost have to try to do that?
I'm going to go laxative. Just get it out the way now. Get it out. Just get rid of the interceptions.
I don't like that. Now, that I find offensive.
Oh, no, you don't like to do it. But, Bonte, what do you make of it? Because five straight, but they don't go on the records, Donnie. Come on.
No, they don't, but they go on Twitter.
Yeah.
And
John Dickinson don't like reports, you know.
That's a problem.
From, like, training camps.
I'm going to set you up. Yeah, so apparently Jimmy Garoppolo threw five straight interceptions today at practice.
That's a problem.
Okay, now we're starting. We're starting to hone in on that.
Think it's a big deal, Stoney?
You just blew my mind.
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know.
Five, not three, not four. I'm going LeBron.
You know, it's
five.
It's one of those things where in spring training when starting pitcher gives up a couple homers and then they say, well, I was just working on my curveball. Like,
no,
I didn't care.
No. I'm going to tell you why. I love analogies. I'm going to tell you why that didn't make it. Because there's more than one pitcher. There's only one quarterback. This season and jobs in the front office are predicated on Jimmy Garoppolo earning that money he got when he didn't have to get it. You could have franchised him. And how attractive would that look right now? He's got question marks. And you're telling me he's out there, Bonte, in practice? Yeah. You talking about practice?
Practice.
Throwing five straight. I wonder if they gave up the touchdown, the DBs, just to keep his psyche up.
Right.
Like, hey, let it. I'm just saying. I don't like that. I wish Bonte wouldn't have reported.
We in here talking about practice.
Hey.
God, that was good.
Richard Sherman, hey, dog. Hey, guys, let him get one.
Seriously.
We're going to Denver. We're seeing Devon Miller and company. We need him sharp.
That's Monday night.
Monday night. First. Are you guys excited about that?
Together.
Seeing Garoppolo?
We should get together.
Yeah. I'm not watching football with you. I like to watch football by myself.
Now, I respect that.
It has nothing to do with you guys. I like watching football on the couch by myself.
Because
I like to be in the lab.
But what you really don't know, Bonte, is I wouldn't have watched it had you guys accepted the invite. It wouldn't have manifested.
Oh, I know. You would have flaked.
Yeah.
Like you did last Saturday.
No, I would have had something to do.
You did last Saturday night. We had a great time at the Hyatt. There was no guru, though.
Great time at the what?
The Hyatt. The Hyatt, across the street from Levi's last week.
I haven't been there.
Bar.
Why would you want to go to the Hyatt? Have one right here in downtown.
No, but it's just one spot right across the street from Levi Stadium.
Activity.
So we went to the game.
All right, you ready?
Covered.
That's pathetic. That's flat out pathetic. You gotta go to the Hyatt bar to drink before a Niners game?
No, after.
No, the ambiance, man, the energy.
After. It's at a hotel. What hotel's got great ambiance other than the W?
Well. You don't sleep on Warriors practice facility.
5-1-0. Bonte, Jimmy G was throwing interceptions before Nathan Peterman. Stop hating on the Raiders. Has nothing to do with the Raiders. And why the Raiders
why do
have
people
Nathan
paint
Peterman.
You in that, like we're going to talk Oakland.
Dude, we're going to talk about Hard Knocks. You see Nathan Peterman on Hard Knocks?
That was Steiny. Huh. John Gruden's my hero.
Why? He's such a disciplinarian.
And he'll drop a F, a B, whatever bomb. He'll let you know.
And that impresses you.
That's a leader
Someone
of men.
Someone with a foul mouth.
You got to have that to be a leader
of men. No, you don't have to.
So you're saying great
you
Navy and Army generals were, hey, let me talk to you. No, they were blah, blah, blah. And
my college basketball coach has more wins than any other coach in the country other than Mike Krzyzewski and Bobby Knight.
You're going to love
he's
me.
He's never used a swear word.
And you
ever.
Were what division?
Division III.
If he had a foul mouth, he'd be Division I.
He never wanted to go Division I. He wanted to stay in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
I know. Where?
That's my guy, Glenn Robinson.
Lancaster.
There's a lot of people
who's
that don't
big
swear.
Dog? Big Dog?
No, it's the original. It's the original Big Dog. A lot of people don't like swearing. And John Wooden is another one. I'd forgotten about it. You know who else doesn't like swearing? The boss.
The main boss?
Yeah, our boy.
We got Hegan.
The guy down
there.
Hegan?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Man, Hegan, yeah, you swear around him, he's one of his coaches.
He doesn't like when people can hear it.
When he walks up on you.
Yeah, no, gotcha, yeah.
When he has that haircut Jonah Jameson in Spider-Man, and when he looks at you and just stares, it scares you, doesn't it?
He got a nice head of hair, though.
Like, you know, when Steiny doesn't return our texts, I get a little.
Or leaves the conversation.
Yeah, and I get a little ticked off about it. Not make a stink about
it. I got Council B. I got the Steiny dictionary.
Tony Dungy apparently doesn't curse.
Mahegan, he doesn't return text, but it's like, will we dare bark up his street? Be like, hey, you didn't return my text last night.
You alerted me.
Just let it slide.
See, I tell him about you, Steiny. You don't know that. I'm like, it's not personal. To learn Matt Steinmetz, and if you take it personal, you're done.
Leaving our conversations.
You're done.
I was never in the conversations.
Well,
you left the group chat. Yeah.
Yes.
And how does that look to Kyle? Guru was fronting with his
Pieto.
Kyle's learning.
Tell you about
Kyle. Kyle's learning. Yeah, I like him.
Kyle already. You know what is today? Tuesday or Wednesday? His third day here. Yeah, he officially today was really his official first start. He said the first thing show related, like, hey guys. You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Like,
right.
Hey, maybe you should start doing some of this instead of that. And this
dude,
and
with
that.
Those rundowns. So, man, that dude is doing it.
Bringing emails at night.
He gives you confidence
emails
already.
At night.
Who does?
Kyle with the preparation.
The emails. We get the emails.
I get
emails
fired
the day
up when I get his.
Did he send an email last night?
Yes. Nope.
He did.
Yeah.
You didn't read it?
No, I didn't.
Wow. Wow.
See, that's what I'm saying. But unbelievable.
He don't even know what company
so
meetings
much
are.
Content.
I'm like, yeah, they sent it to us.
I apologize for that. I'll start looking. They're on the emails. You know, I don't usually go into my work email when I'm not in work. Hey, by the way, this is something I wanted to get into for a few minutes. Do the Warriors have a new small forward? Ready for this? How about this?
I definitely I can play the three if needed. You know, I was always taught you are what you can defend. I feel like I can defend multiple positions. You know, as long as I can go out there and space the floor, it's something that coach told me before the season ended that I need to work on. I've been working on it religiously throughout the off season, so just trying to get better at that. Being more consistent every night. You know, I feel like I can do a lot of things on the court offensively and defensively. Ready to show more what I can do. And whatever coach asks me, either to play the five or the three, or have to guard the point guard, I'm ready to go out there and do it all.
Kevon Looney.
Who was that, Cowherd? Who was he on with?
He was on with Shasky and Urban.
No way.
Yeah.
Butcher Boy and Herbs.
Yeah.
That's a big fish.
That show's called The Butcher Shop.
The Butcher
Apparently
Shop.
Where is he, in China or Japan?
Japan, I think.
So it worked out. That's why we didn't get him, because I guess right now is at night in Japan.
But he would be tier three for Japan. It's Steph and Clay.
No. I'm like, any NBA
you
player.
You know what I mean? Wow. I love Kevon.
Any NBA
player. You know Katrina Carter.
Don't disrespect Kevon like any, that.
Yeah,
we talked to him about the parade.
I love Kevon, but I was just saying, they're loving him, but when Steph and Clay, you know everything stops.
That to me is, come on.
Like, by the way, the whole profanity conversation, you know, this guy on the text line 650, my high school football coach 25 years ago said profanity is a sign of mental weakness, and that always stuck with me. Well, I got to say, my coach, Damon Keefe, who was a cop, who's probably in his paddy wagon right now, driving around arresting cats, I needed him to curse me out. We all needed it at Washington High School.
Made me the man I am today. And when I cuss at the kids, the wife don't like it, but you got to. I'm telling you what the world's going to do.
I wish I didn't use profanity.
Oh, so you let him go. I could see you going in a tirade. I just had a vision.
What are you talking about?
No, you said it as if you use it and you wish you hadn't.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not like, right. Who's got the, I'm not George Carlin, but.
No, I know you, Stan. I haven't seen it, but you got to, when you get ready, I'm sure you let him go and
I can, but I try not to.
Me too.
Nobody likes losing their poise. It's overrated. Anyway, Kevon Looney is going to start. Says he can play the three. He's got to learn. You think he's going to have a 3-point shot this year?
D'Lo's in town. There's no need.
Right.
I'm not saying don't shoot it because he made a couple, but that's not. Let's. We got other stuff on the itinerary we need to work on and master before we start doing that. But just real quick, Monte, I've never, and it's official, like a referee with a whistle, I've never been excited. Are looking more forward to a Warrior season than this one.
Oh, come on.
And the second one was the year after they lost to Phoenix, and then Weber left. So we didn't get to see what happened.
You didn't look forward to when Kevin Durant put on a Warriors uniform?
Like Steiny said, you knew they were going to win
it. Come on.
I watched it, but
come on.
This is different.
Well, the year after they won a championship?
No, they were going to win it again. I like degree of difficulty.
I was looking forward to the season after We Believe.
Yeah, see, because they weren't the favorite. That's a great one. But this is like, They're counting the Warriors out, and Steph told them,
well,
be
I'm
careful.
I'm trying to think, you know, looking forward to it more than last year, less than, I guess.
The entry.
Yeah, no, I'm
Chase Center.
D-Lo.
D-Lo. Oh, yeah, D-Lo.
When's
D-Lo.
Clay coming back?
Yeah, there's a lot of.
Is Dre going to be Dre with his money?
Willie Cully Stein. What about him?
Oh, I forget, dude.
Looney, I don't want Looney shooting threes.
You don't want him?
He can shoot the mid-range, but if he makes a couple threes, then heck. I like Looney.
Who's not shooting threes is the question in the NBA. Everybody's taking them.
Willie Cauley-Stein probably's not taking a lot.
He thinks he can make them. What did he say? Right. I'm another Splash Brother when we had him on.
I'm the Splash Cousin.
Splash Cousin.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so anyway, Kevon Looney putting in work. And listen to this. And we've talked about this for a few years now on Looney getting paid.
There was a couple more offers that I could have took. That was probably a little bit more. I was comfortable where I was at, and it wasn't life changing amount where I could have to leave. So what I knew, what I felt comfortable with, probably could have waited even longer. But I wanted to get the free agency done and over with, and get on with my summer. So the Warriors made me a good offer that I liked, and I said I want to be here, and be part of something special.
There it is.
You know what the first thing I think money. Of when I hear that?
Let me think. I don't know.
Bonte?
I don't know.
Here we go.
The
We're going to love it.
We did not know if he got the offers. We now know he had offers more, but he wanted to stay here. If Farhan had offers for Mad Bum that he turned down, and we got behind the scenes, so I kind of made a parallel between the two. Because we don't know if Farhan turned down, you know, offers from other clubs for Mad Bum. And, you know, it kind of bothers me. I'm like, I wonder what it was. But now with Looney, we know other teams were out there trying to get his services and offer him more money.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pill.
Now, that wasn't fair.
You want to hear how D'Angelo Russell's doing?
I do.
Would love to.
I think it's going to be fun. You know, D'Angelo was in my high school class and my draft class, so I've been knowing him and watching him for a long time. Glad he's on our team, and I think it's going to be interesting with him and Steph. You know, two ball handlers that are both great pick and roll. I think our offense is going to look a little bit different, but I think it's going to be exciting. D'Angelo, when he was with the Lakers, he played under the same type of offense that we used to play with Luke Walton. So I think he's going to fit right in. I know Steph is probably the easiest player in the NBA to play with. So I think it's going to be a good adjustment for him. It's going to be even better when Tate comes back, and it's going to be even more potent on offense. So I'm excited to see how everything looks. You know, I think D'Angelo is looking forward to this playing with us. I talked to him a little bit throughout the summertime, and he's been working really hard. So it's going to take a while to get our chemistry right, but I think we got the character and the group to do it.
Everybody's excited.
Kevon
Looney.
I am. I'm excited about D'Lo. A lot of people traded D'Lo before he ever put on a Warriors uniform. A lot of people did. It wasn't just you, Stardy. It was everybody.
Well, he's going to be traded, I think.
You still think that's on the table?
Yeah, of course.
No, I think D'Lo will love it so much out here. He'll love playing with Steph Curry. And there may be a conversation in the future, maybe next season. Hey, D'Lo, we want you to come off the bench as a sixth man. And I think he'd be cool with it. Because he was cool with being benched in the fourth quarter in Brooklyn. He was cool with that. If he knows he's going to finish the games and still get his 30 minutes a night, I think he'd be cool without being in the starting lineup.
And what did Kevon mean by, is it Steph just being the great person he is makes it easy to play with him, or was it basketball specific that Steph is easy to play with?
I think it's both.
Man, he's just such
both.
A great
I mean,
guy.
Steph is
the man.
If he weren't the player he was.
Clay wouldn't. That's how that rapport is so perfect.
He wouldn't. In order to be a leader, you got to be good, too. You can't just. I mean, I guess Iguodala was a leader and he was a sixth man, but he still had a pretty big role.
I'm sorry.
What's that?
From the 415. Vontae may laugh too. Stani would have traded D'Lo for a pack of Newport 100 a month ago.
No, I think those are menthols, aren't they?
Either rattles.
Newport menthol. Menthol cigarettes?
I don't smoke cigarettes.
I'm not into the menthol. I don't know what
that is. I'm not either, so I wouldn't have made that trade.
But
now Marlboro Reds,
a carton of Marlboro Reds.
Marlboro Reds, maybe.
Wow,
Marlboro Reds.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Come on, people.
No, I just don't. I think they got D'Angelo Russell to get an asset, and they now have an asset, and now they'll find out if he can play with these guys.
Ask me if I think they're making the offs now with everything that I'm hearing.
Well, you
plus
said
what
they
I
were anyway.
Yeah, but now I'm in.
So now they're not.
No, now they are. It's they.
Why?
They got something
Kevon
to
Looney
prove.
Said
no. Though, just he's telling
what
you,
happened in the last day that
Trey. No, the last 2 weeks. Dre got his money. Steph said he's laughing that people think they're going to take a step back and they're not in the chip conversation. Dude, watch out. And Steph doesn't talk unless he's backed in a corner. And I'm just
you know what?
This is going to be fun.
I think the Warriors are going to be a top five seed.
Hey, see, that's where I'm going.
I'm starting to feel good about this team. I think
here's
they're going to be a top five seed.
Here's the question, because are they a championship contender? That's the question.
With Steph, Draymond, and if Klay comes back, I'm being proactive that he does. I'm saying yes.
All right, because here's what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, if they finish, and this is what people were saying, you know, maybe they finish sixth or seventh. Well, unless, like, Klay's coming back and, you know, like, if you finish seventh, that's not really a championship contender. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt. I'm with you.
But then again, if Klay's coming back, obviously it's going to bring an element that very few other seven seeds have ever had, a guy like him coming back. Oof. But are they a championship contending team? I got to say no at this point.
And what about that time I brought up that provocative question? It's all about duos now, but the Warriors, when Klay's
didn't
back,
do anything for me.
They got the best big three. And if you add D'Lo, Bonte, they got the best big four. Give me a better four in the league. You can't. Give me a better three.
First of all,
with the pedigree,
Klay's not playing. He's not playing. He's hurt.
I'll say it when he comes back, Stoney, but you're right.
You know, best threesomes out there, I'd have to think.
And what if now add four with D'Lo? I'm waiting.
I mean,
how about the Clippers? Lou Williams, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard.
Well, Lou's
Montrezl
coming
Harrell.
Off the bench.
And Harrell.
Lou's Montrezl they
Harrell.
Come off the bench.
Well, so's
but they're
going to
be finishing
Russell
the games.
Soon, apparently.
No, they're going to be finishing games. Russell's going to start this year, but I'm saying in the future, if he loves it out here, I think D'Lo would be.
Yeah.
I want to ask D'Lo. When we go to Media Day, we'll hopefully get D'Angelo Russell on. I want to ask him himself, what if Klay came back and Kerr said, we want you to be the sixth man for us. We want you to be Manu Ginobili 2.0.
You know, he's making $34 million a year.
Okay, and?
Earl Campbell.
And?
Yeah, I don't think you pay a guy coming off the bench that kind of money.
Oh, he's playing not. 30 minutes a night?
B, he won't be. He's playing in that starting five.
No, you're saying when Klay comes back.
Klay comes back?
I'd be mad. If I'm D'Lo, I'd...
Why would you be mad?
I'm a starter. I'm an all-star.
He's 23 years old.
You're getting your buddy. You're an all-star.
Forget the money.
You're playing with Steph and Klay. You're going to finish the game.
How about Steph and Klay are playing with me?
What?
Yeah, I'm D'Lo. I'm an all-star.
You don't get that clout. You know, you're D'Lo.
How much am I making?
It's the Splash Brothers.
34.
So, if you already got your buddy, you got your max deal, you have your security, and you're finishing the games, you're playing in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but okay, I hear you. So, you're saying he's going to finish it. I hear what you're saying.
He's Manu Ginobili all over again. I'm just saying. Like, I don't feel good with D'Lo and Steph and Klay Thompson starting together because that's a liability defensively in your backcourt.
I don't think D'Angelo Russell will be okay with coming off the bench.
And I would want him not to be. From a competitive standpoint.
Jason's on the road. What's up, Jason? How you doing, man?
How you guys doing?
Doing well.
So, first of all, I'm a non-Warriors fan, but I will give props. It's been one of the most impressive five-year runs in my lifetime since the Bulls or the Lakers. But my point is, I think that Guru is way too high on the Warriors right now. I think that they've always had so many weapons that they could sustain injuries. Steph Curry is known to miss 2-3 weeks, sometimes a month. If he gets a bad injury in December, I could see them shutting them down. This is the forgotten season. Next thing you know, they're 35-47.
Jason, I do think that's within the realm of possibility also. I do. And that's why if you're telling me the Warriors' number is like 49.
That's 48 got it done last year.
That's a tough number for me to say the Warriors are going to go over. Because I do put a lot of stock into this is a different team, A, and I do think that if these guys get nicked up a little bit, they are really going to err on the side of caution. And I really could see a scenario in which, you know, Curry tweaks an ankle, and if it happened in any of the past two or three years, he'd miss three or four games. I think this year's the kind of year where it's like, tell him to take eight games off. That's the one thing I'd be a little worried about with the Warriors, is if they do sustain an injury to, let's say, Steph or even Russell or Draymond, and maybe they're going to miss 6 weeks, that could be a problem. That's a problem.
Think.
That could be a problem, JD. Not necessarily will be, but it could be.
And from the 510, whoever I am, the number one seed, if it's not the Warriors, I would not want to face the Warriors in the first round.
Ooh. And Clay with fire there.
Back, you are playing
with fire.
And pedigree. And rings.
Well, we got to see what Clay's got.
Championship
Clay
DNA.
Clay said he's going to be more.
I know.
I think Clay's going to be all right. Tommy,
but he said more athletic.
If there's any player I feel confident about, I mean, the guy wanted to play defense on a torn ACL. He's jumping up and down like he's ready to go.
He wasn't hurt. Remember that Friday?
Guru, some of the things, like, you blow me away.
Sometimes. Spells come over me, man.
I'm starting to get tingle. I don't know what comes over
me. I'm starting to tingle.
Like, you feel better about the Warriors because Steph Curry
said he doesn't talk. No, he didn't laugh.
Hey.
Yeah, he scoffed at the notion that they're not in.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Let's do it this way.
Kind of just laugh at it, really. Anybody can say anything about anything, you know, nowadays, and it could pick up steam. So, you know, we've had a lot of support. We've had a lot of criticism along the way. It doesn't change now. It's just what they're saying is different. So it doesn't change how we go about our business.
Oof.
That's really his middle finger to the league.
And what?
And
what does that mean?
Okay,
what does that mean?
Y'all in trouble.
Okay.
We got to know that.
The league's in trouble.
The league's in trouble.
The league's in more trouble this year than last year. Okay. Explain that to me.
It's a different theme.
You're exactly right. And they're not as good.
He knows
they're
it's
not
on his shoulders.
Nearly as good.
They're back in an underdog role.
Yeah, but he is, though, Steiny.
He's what?
He hasn't fallen off. The pieces around him in totality, he has something to prove. And
well, you said he has nothing to prove.
The reason he is who he is he's taking this exercise like
personal.
He does.
It's personal. Look at boy. It's personal now.
You complete me.
Dude, it's personal, man. D-Lo, Curry, when Clay gets back and Draymond. Don't let these guys get into playoffs with some momentum world.
Oh, I'm ready.
So Steph Curry is motivated
by the
in
doubt.
A greater way than other great players. No. Is that what you're saying?
With the transactions that have happened. I think he has to remind people because Durant has been as great.
LeBron never had to?
He never had help. He never had a caliber of Kevin Durant to kind of take the limelight away. Steph's going to remind people that I'm still here. And to me, that's worth infinity of wins. I'm telling you, Steiny, it's going to be a good year here in the Bay.
It's going to be an interesting year. I don't know. I'm worried. I'd be worried. I also think that, again, I think I'd be surprised if Draymond and Steph play 75 games or more. I just would.
Give me 70 and we have a bet.
70 would be good. I would take 70 from both of them now.
That's a good one. And my last nugget, going McDonald's.
You know what?
Why not go with Burger King?
The three rookies got me excited.
See, this is where.
Oh, yeah, Jordan Poole, Pascal, and Smiley Keys.
So we could have teased that.
Damn.
Because it's 12. All right, we come back. We'll repeat Guru's nugget about the three rookies. And it'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromise.
That's a problem.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Looks like Draymond Green has done an interview recently with The Jump and Rachel Nichols.
That show's taking off.
She gets all the hot interviews, man. All the top interviews.
Yeah, she's good. She's good. She used to work for The Washington Post.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she covered the Capitals for a long time,
Tony
right?
Tony Kornheiser. That's my
Michael
guy.
Michael Wilbon.
Well, shout out to Mike.
Let's go to James in Concord. Let's do a quick talk Warriors. We'll talk about Hard Knocks, too, a little bit. But let's go to James first. What's up, James?
Yo, what's up, guys? I cannot believe this talk about how the Warriors are going to stink so much. I mean, honestly, look at what they did last year with, like, only Steph and Clay against the Houston Rockets and against the Portland Trailblazers. I mean, they whipped them in shape. The only difference is the West got better. I mean, Lakers got significantly better, and the Clippers got better. But if it weren't for those two teams, I would honestly say Warriors coming out of the Western Conference pretty easily this year. That's my thoughts.
Into the finals?
Yeah, into the finals. If it weren't for those two teams, I would say for sure, because I think they can beat the Nuggets right now. They could probably beat the Trailblazers. Could beat the Houston Rockets pretty easily, in my opinion. I mean, okay. Spurs, all the other teams that would make it. So, yeah, for sure, I would say so.
Thanks a lot, James. I mean, I don't know who's saying they're not going to be any good. I mean, I think they're going to make the playoffs. All I'm saying is the 5 years in a row that Curry and Draymond have gone to the finals, like, to me, that just doesn't go away. I mean, they've put a lot of mileage on their bodies the last 5 years, and all I'm saying is I give those two guys more of a chance this upcoming year to get banged up than in years past. That's all. But if they stay healthy, yeah, they're going to make I think they're going to make the playoffs. Just a matter of how high they're going to go, you know what I mean? I could see they're completely healthy. They have home court in the first round, something like that. I'm looking at these rankings. 48.9 is what they got. Steiny, yeah, but Clay isn't playing 80% of the season. I know, and that's where I'm. That's from the 831.
And neither is KD.
I know, and that's where it's going to be hard. Like okay, you don't have KD, and you're basically going to have D'Lo for Clay Thompson.
Okay.
So you're worse because you don't have Durant, and you're worse because D'Angelo Russell is not Klay Thompson.
I guess my glasses that I purchased had Klay Thompson on the court with D'Lo, so I kind of blocked out the beginning of the season because now I'm taking a chill pill on what I'm excited and static about. Bonte is not going to manifest until Klay comes back.
And I was just looking at the schedule, trying to project wins and losses, and I don't want to do that because we don't know how Utah's going to adjust to having Mike Conley Jr.
Vegas has got it out
there. Yeah, where's Denver going to be at? The Nuggets. Where's Portland going to be at? They have to add Whiteside, and Nurkic is going to be out for a while. How's that going to affect them? Will Zach Collins get better? So I'm just excited because there's so many question marks. You know, how will Steph play? Will he return to the MVP form? Even though I don't think he really regressed from that form. He just, you know, he had to share the love with Kevin Durant. Draymond Green. Now that he has an extension, you know.
The hunger.
Is he going to be dropping triple doubles every night? Is he going to be playing at a high level? So it's just a lot of questions that I want to ask. It's almost like the Niners in a way where they have all these question marks. But the flip side for the Warriors is they just came off of a 5-year run going to the NBA Finals. Niners haven't done anything since Harbaugh was fired. So a lot of question marks for both teams, but little different questions. It's a different question that you have with the Warriors. It's just how is D'Lo going to, you know, coexist with Steph Curry?
Dave in Napa wants to talk about D'Angelo Russell. What's up, Dave?
Hey, so I just think, I don't know, I was thinking about the contract situation with all our guys on the Warriors. We got Steph, who's maxed out. Clay's maxed out. Now Draymond gets a max extension that kicks in next year, plus D'Lo's salary. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they keep D'Angelo Russell next year with Draymond's salary kicking in to move forward on. I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to sneak into the playoffs. They're too tough, and it's really going to not be so solid for any team that wants to play him in the first round. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no, that's the one thing that I don't know if question's the right word, but they did right now. You know, the Warriors have four guys under contract at big, big money. And they're under contract for at least, three more years?
Okay.
D'Lo's four, Draymond's four plus, Clay's four, Steph's probably got 3 years left or whatever he's got left. So the only moves they're going to be able to make are through trades, really. They're not going to be able to There's no big name free agent
credit
coming.
Credit cards maxed out, you're saying.
Unless they move players.
And there's always a sucker in the NBA. There's always a sucker.
And you might not need a sucker if you were to, you know, see after, what is it, November, December, when you could trade D'Lo, if you could get something at a different position of same value. D'Lo is young. Everything you say you don't like Steiny, D'Lo has. He's got the age. He's just coming into his own. He can handle, create his own shot, and he can pass, man.
I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, but what if things do go awry in a place like Minnesota? Or
uh-oh, where are you going? Oh, man.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Cat Steiny?
For who?
D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, I got to laugh at that. If I'm Minnesota.
Right.
Or really do
now,
you?
Now, things change. Carl Anthony Towns could say I want out.
Yeah, yeah, you know,
I'm not re-signing here. I mean, guys do that all the time. So,
wow,
we'll see. But I do agree. It's going to be a lot. To me, it's going to be way more fun talking about the Warriors this upcoming season than the last three years.
Wasn't it? Not to say that it was boring talking about the Warriors, but it felt like we kept regurgitating the same things. It was about KD. What's he going to do? Oh, the latest rumor about KD going to the Knicks or KD doesn't want to be here. He wants to be a Clipper. Is he getting along with Draymond Green? We went away from talking about the game.
We went Dr. Phil.
It was a joke.
We went deep.
It's going to be fun. Chase Sitter, Curry, Draymond. Like, this is going to be fun.
The things that cross my mind, hashtag random, but if they get into the playoffs, is Bogut still, can he still come back and resume the same role he did last year?
He's playing this year in Australia again.
So, you know how the
they
jerseys.
Could if they wanted, but why would they want to? He didn't do anything for him.
Yeah, he kind of was.
I was like lobbying for him to start.
925 says, you guys realize Draymond's only making a couple million more than next year. You're talking like he went from his rookie deal to 22. No, one of the things we talked about is how Draymond quietly has done it perfectly. Every single year in the NBA, Draymond's made more money than the last. He's making 19 this year, and then it goes to 22, 25, 27, and 29, something like that. But the reality is, all I'm saying is they've got four guys under contract who are going to be making more than $100 million. And so if they want to get into the free agent game, they're going to have to do some things, or they're going to have to build around those guys some other way. Let's go to I want to talk about Hard Knocks too, but let's go to James in Vallejo. What's Guru tripping about?
I think Guru was tripping about because the Warriors team that had Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and Curry that won a championship was no longer that team. That's why they went and got KD. Where is the offense going to come from? Draymond can't score. Klay is not going to be there. Only person that's going to be a for sure score is Steph.
What about D'Lo? 23 a game.
D'Lo is not a shooter. He's not a three-point shooter.
What?
He's not going to be in that doing that.
Huh?
Thanks, James. Appreciate the call.
D'Lo lets it go.
35% for his career, D'Lo.
Man.
What? Three-point shooter? What? Okay. Keep
He'll
sleeping on D'Lo.
Call us back.
How many threes does he take a game? I don't know off the top of my head.
I would guess five. Four? That's it? Four?
That could easily go to seven now.
Yeah, I could see it going to six.
No, that could go to six or seven.
Well, he attempted eight a game last year.
Klay's not there.
Wow. He attempted 7.8 threes last year.
And
D-Lo.
Now, Klay, you're going to be essentially Klay.
He's going to
be letting him fly.
Let him fly, D'Lo. Let him fly.
I'll work with him on his shot.
Any chance we could trade D. Russell for HB later in the year from the 408?
No.
Why would you want to do that?
Why does Barnes bother me?
Oh,
he's
Jeff Green.
Because he keeps getting paid. He's Jeff Green.
Jeff Green.
Yeah, Monte,
he's better than Jeff Green.
You know what?
Not much.
But I get what you're saying.
Dude,
Miles and Marin. What's up, Miles?
Get over HB, will you?
What's up, guys? Basically, I wanted to know, because I know the NBA is kind of tricky with their salary and signing and stuff, but what if Steph and Klay, they're about to be 13 and stuff and everything, try to renegotiate
their contract to take less to help the team, you know, the team they've been with since they've been drafted, and maybe Draymond, too, so they can bring another talent, you know, as a possibility for the future.
Yeah, I honestly, Miles, thanks for the call. I don't see that happening.
In the 70s, it might.
They've also taken cuts over the last few years. All right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco, radio.com sports station. And we wanted to get into a little Hard Knocks, and we will. And I'm going to be.
You got the music completely, bed?
Do we?
Do we got a music bed for
I'm going to be completely up front. You guys watched it. I didn't watch it. So.
But look
what
I did.
Why don't you guys talk to me, and then I'll ask you questions?
A little pride tie beat. Yeah. Okay.
Chris Berman.
Tom Jackson.
Back.
So how was it?
Oh, it was good. I was doing my Chris Berman. It was great. I'm hearing rumblings. I won't say what show on our station, Joe Lo and Dibs. They want more action. But it ain't about the smut in the Inquirer and the who slept with who. It's about John Gruden communicating with his team, telling him the noise, telling him the expectations. And Antonio Brown, how you cannot just fall in love, football love, with this dude when he's telling you about his feet and what went into it. And you see his highlights about how damn good he was in Pittsburgh. I was in my living room. I'm not affiliated with the Raiders, but I was fired up and can't wait because I told you they can get to the AFC Championship. And my biggest takeaway, Bonte, is John Gruden is a man. He's John Wayne. And forget the cuss. He was letting him go.
I'm 40.
Players like playing for him, Steiny. And I just think the Raiders and Mayock was just like Ben Obi-Wan. He was in the background. He wasn't dressed all up. He was just one of the guys.
Oh, man.
And I'm telling you,
so you're sold
in.
On Gruden.
I'm sold in.
AFC Championship?
That's the high for me.
Wow.
What
you saying? Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
So you weren't, when they hired him, you weren't a guy who said he has been out of the game for 15
years. No, he's like Baldy. I love hearing, you're talking about Gruden.
Yeah, Gruden.
That was kind of,
I don't know.
He's got his fastball back. And real quick, he wasn't teaching kindergarten school. He was in the booth. So he was getting everybody to show them their playbook and what they do. And I think he's going to use that to his advantage this time.
I'm a big fan of Hard Knocks. Always have been. People complain about anything and everything in today's society. I've always liked it. And I thought yesterday's episode was really good. We saw Gruden with some fire, dropping some F-bombs. I appreciated that. Respected it. But I will say, we're starting to see more of Derek Carr. The more Derek Carr I see, the more I'm like,
he was throwing lasers a little bit.
Yeah, well, that was another big takeaway. Rams come up to scrimmage them, and the Rams kicked their ass from the finish. The Raiders couldn't get the snap off. They couldn't throw passes. They've got issues. This is going to be a long year for the Oakland Raiders. And 5-6 wins.
I got one guy saying AFC Championship. I got another 5 or 6 wins.
I forgot one tidbit. There was a point where John Gruden told – they had family day. You bring your kids, and John Gruden, out of us three, he said, act like you're interested in your teammate's family. So they had the guys going to interact with the kids. You know, they pretty much didn't want to, but because the coach – It was just team-building exercises. So I've been in corporate environment to where we've done that, and it means, you know, like we had a...
means nothing.
We had a meeting, and it meant everything. We were us against the world. Okay,
yeah, what was our last corporate meeting, and what did it accomplish?
First of all,
you can't remember it, and you don't even know what was on the itinerary.
You know
that
what I'm talking about. He goes, guys, just only a man would say that. Act like you're interested in your teammates' families. So you got that. That meant a lot to me, man.
And this is a valid criticism, and I always think about this. From the 805, that's where 805's a beer. You know that?
Bakersfield.
Firestone Walker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 805, wow. It's a lager. It's a little stronger lager, but it's all right. What did he say? Steiny, watching Hard Knocks is your homework for your job. You get an incomplete for the day. Watching, boo. Yeah, I go back and forth on that, to tell you the truth.
You know what?
It is right.
From the 805, kind of with him there, Steiny.
No, seriously.
Because I made sure on the way in, I missed the last 15 minutes. I watched the last 15 minutes over on my cell phone just to make sure I was buttoned up
about Hard Knocks.
And what I didn't share with you guys is I felt bad last week at the same time because I didn't watch one.
I
recorded one and two watched one before two.
Let me be honest. Hard Knocks ain't a game. Not a game. It's not a game. I'll watch games. I'm not going to watch a made-for-television special
that
is heavily edited and complete.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.